This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. Episode number 2. Welcome, you guys. Thanks for the hearts. Thanks for the love. I'm starting to see some of my clients, some of my friends, some of my fans. That's Clementine, one of my sidekicks, and the other one is Leroy Brown. And right now, of course, the pool guy just showed up. So good morning. It's okay. It's a little low. Okay, let's put this giant phallic microphone by my mouth and see if that gets any better. You know, I could be one of those people that has it up on one of those fancy schmancy things that, you know, get some big headphones and I look like I'm all a radio person, but I'm not a radio person. You know what I am? I'm a live stream person. So perfect. All right, you guys. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here live. And I want to shout out and welcome those who aren't here live. We got a little commotion going on in my house. Let me just get in the zone. Too pretty to stay in radio. Why, thank you. I'll take that compliment. All right, so hopefully you have your pen and paper because we're going to learn. You realize that's what I want to do? I mean, y'all know that I've been live streaming, but I love to teach. And I was talking with my coach, Kay. We're coaching each other this year. I'm going to introduce you guys in February to her. We're gonna do this together. And you know, she was like, Allison, do you realize how good this is? And we were talking, you know, like, this is like a $200, each one of these is like a $200 class. And I'm giving this to you. And she says, or not she says, but somebody asked me, why are you doing this the other day? And I love it because I love to teach. I love to teach. So be sure to get your pen and paper and begin, if you can, to schedule these things in your calendar as a class you want to take, right? Not just a willy-nilly live show, but, and so the other thing is, if you sign up at allisoncrow.com/better, right here, /better, each week you will get the show notes from the previous week and the current week, okay? So just in case you miss or, you know, that way, I don't want to double up, but I also don't want you to miss. So you'll get 2 weeks of show notes. So this week, after the show, we'll send out an email that gives you extra goodies. Let me clean my glasses. How many times a day do y'all have to clean your glasses? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. So I'm going to dive in. I'm going to dive into the content first, and then towards the end, I'll take some questions. So I'm just going to assume that you're going to get to be here for the whole hour. And I will tell you, those of you who are new and those of you who already know, can you hear my dogs breathing in the background? Hey, Clementine, no heavy breathing, baby. Come here. Come here. It's okay. Everybody just settle down. Good settle. Leroy, you want a treat? Good settle. So yeah, so for those of you listening on the podcast, because there will be a podcast, and those of you here live that don't know, I could use my dogs as an excuse to stop, and trust me, I have received all the advice and all the training in the world. It's just how it is. It's just how it is. And as my friend, Muddy, the graphic recorder, said this morning, done is better than perfect. And so that's what we do in this land. Done is better than perfect. And hopefully, this is what I love about better life, better work. It's not perfect life, perfect work. There's no such effing thing as perfect life, perfect work. It doesn't exist. It's like a stock photo, right? It's like even the lighting here is totally artificial. Artificial. But here's the deal. It's better life, better work. And done and better is better than perfect. Done beats good. There you go. I'm going to say done beats perfect because I plan on giving good. I'm going to give some good shit. Y'all know one of these days, Jason Goldberg and I are putting on a conference called Good Shit Live, the Good Shit Live Conference. Shout out to JG. All right, let's get into the topic today. Let me unload this one little treat. And yes, for those of you viewing, look, see, I have my little clicker, my little treats. So if my dogs go nuts, which they probably will, and demand to be heard, that I can support them too. All right, so today we're going to talk about this thing that I'm going to call a money sin, but it's really, we're going to talk about so much more. So the money, today's topic is the money sin you must commit for true prosperity. And so the first question I want to ask you, if money were your lover, what's the relationship like? If money were your lover, what's the relationship like? And just think about it. Write that down for yourself, right? Write that down. This is a reflective question. What is the relationship? If you were to personify money, what's the relationship like? Now, I want to tell you what most people say. Most people, when they answer that question, not everybody, but most people talk about how money is really shitty for them. Like, it's almost like saying, my boyfriend, my lover's a butthole to me, right? And that's what most people say when I ask that reflective question. Most people automatically go to what they see as money treating them. But I want to ask you, how are you in your loving relationship with money? Are you kind? Are you wise? Are you attentive? And here's the big one. This is the big one. I promise you guys, I promise. I'm just gonna go ahead and call it all on our shit right now. Almost every single one of us is committing this. Well, we're not committing this sin, but almost every single one of us, this is where we're effed up. This is where we have things backwards. And I guarantee you, you're not gonna wanna admit it. Leroy Brown, good boy, thank you. He just wants to eat the pool guy so bad. Oh, he says, please let me go out there. Okay, so here's the thing. You have to be receptive. You have to be a receiver. And most of us have a one-way heart. Most of us have a one-way heart. And we think we are so sweet and we are so good and we are so amazing. But I'm going to talk to you today about how we have got to. Here's the money sin. The money sin is receive more than you give. Caroline just said, I'm not attentive to money. In fact, I think I'm afraid of it. So this is why I put it in the personification of a lover. Because if you were afraid of a lover, how's that relationship going to go? If you avoided that lover, how's that relationship going to go? If that lover gave to you and you were blocked off from it and blocked, whether it was blocked directly or blocked indirectly, at some point that lover is going to go, yeah, I'm not going to stay where I'm not wanted, right? So think about this. Already we could close the show and I guarantee you, you've gotten something good. Really think about that, okay? What up? Shout out to Emma Holmes. Okay, today's show, totally sponsored by Emma Holmes. I got my Be Deliberate t-shirt right there. Emma Holmes. Be Deliberate, School of Scratch. Scratch Wisdom. She sent me this one-of-a-kind t-shirt. I specifically wore it for you, honey. Yes. And I did spill lipstick on it this morning. Let's not even get into how you, quote, spill lipstick. Okay, so if money were your lover, how do you talk to and treat your lover? What's the relationship? What's the relationship of money to you? And the big one is, how are you relating to money? And so number one point today, the greatest sin that I'm asking you to begin committing, and I'll tell you why I call it the greatest sin, but receive more than you give. And there's two reasons I use that word more. Receive more than you give. So last week we talked about mindset and programming from all directions. And part of the collective consciousness that we've been taught from various places tells us, right, the maxim, it's better to give than receive. We've been told to give, to receive. We have difficulty receiving compliments. We push back, oh no, you know, someone says, oh, you look pretty or you're doing a good job. And we go, yeah, but. or oh no, thank you. We have a really hard time just opening up and saying thank you. When someone wants to buy you lunch, oh no, 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 don't do that, right? Like apologies. When somebody, this is a big one, when somebody apologizes to you, how often do we say that's okay instead of saying thank you? I accept and receive your apology. That feels really good, right? Applause. This is one thing my past coach, Rich Litvin, taught us to do. Oh my gosh. When we get applause, don't run away. We had to stand there and open up and just look everybody in the eye and receive it. And that makes so many of us feel so uncomfortable, especially many women. I can't speak as a man, but I do know that many of us women are reluctant to put our needs before others. And many of you listening and watching are caregivers, service providers, parents, coaches, healers, etc. And we can have what's called compassion fatigue because we take care of business. We take care of people. We love it. It feels good. It feels good to give. It feels good to care. And I promise we get out of balance, and I'm going to prove to you that it's possible you might be out of balance. Miriam, let me get to your question in just a minute. What is more than you receive? I'm going to talk about that. I realize that triggers a lot of people. Give more than you receive. A couple other indicators about us being overgiving is or being blocked off to receiving more than we give is when an opportunity comes up, we're like, oh, don't worry about me. Here's the dreaded words. I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. Do you know how often I have walked into a hotel with three or four bags, hands full, and the person whose job it is to take my bags, I've said, no thanks, I'm fine. And I will never forget my friend and colleague, Monica Day, going, she told the bellboy, she said, I will give you $10 to take her bags from her. It was so cute. And it was like, it was a loving slap in the face. It's like, I don't let people take care of me. I'm fine. Stop that. We've got to stop that. Often we are overgiving and we are in the land of obligation. And this is a whole nother live stream, but I do want to plant this little seed that when we are living a life of obligation, the obligation, another word for obligation, is debt. That's the energy of debt. Okay, so here's one of the reasons I say receive more. So first of all, This is a practice that we learn in sales. If you over-exaggerate something in practice, right? If you over-exaggerate something in practice, so like if you're practicing sales scripts, if you're, I remember when we used to do singing at university and we do these little, you know, jazz hand dances and stuff. I can't believe I just did that on live stream. We do these little jazz hands and they would have a smile. And like when you smiled more that way, sorry for those of you that are just listening, but I have a really big mouth and a really big smile and I'm doing this huge open mouth smile. But when you over exaggerate during practice, when it comes to performance, you'll be just right. So the idea is to reach over the end point. So that's why I say receive more than you give. That's reason number one. When you receive more, you will end up with a perfect balance. When you receive more than you give, you will end up with a perfect balance of giving and receiving. Okay, a perfect balance. And that's what we're looking for. Then the other reason I say receive more than you give, especially for your givers, because I'm not assuming nobody who's listening or watching is an asshole. Okay. I don't attract assholes. It doesn't happen to me. Every single one of you have a benevolent, loving, giving heart. I know that about you. Even if you're new, I know that about you. So if you give, if you receive more than you give, guess what? You have more to give. You will never run out. If you receive just more than you give, if you receive more than you give, and I'm going to talk about how to receive because this is, This is a challenge for many of us, including me. Right? So if you receive more and you are a giver, then you will always have plenty to give, and you will be sustained too. Okay? So if this is where our mind is fucked up. Your mind is fucked up. Buddy, put that one in there. Right? Hashtag your mind is fucked up. This goes back to episode one, right? If your mind is fucked up, always go back to episode one. That's why we started out with it. And all of our minds are fucked up. Our thinking is messed up because we think if we receive more than we give, that makes us a taker. Receiving and taking are two different things, peoples. Okay, allow that to start wiring into your brain. See what it feels like in your body. Receiving is different from taking. And what we don't want to be is a taker. I get that. I don't want to be a taker, asshole. I don't want to be a jerk. I don't want to be a thief. Neither do you. But I tell you what, if you are not receiving, you are being an asshole. Yeah, I just called you a name. We really are being little turds when we don't open up to receive, right? Just like if a lover came to you with generosity and kindness, and we were like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Oh, no. That's a slap in the face. Okay. So if a giver receives more than they give, there will always be plenty for all. And isn't plenty and prosperity and abundance what would feel really good? I know you want that. I know you want plenty. I want plenty. I know that we all want this. I know that that is better for us all. We have to. It's not the giving part. Y'all are already givers. It's the receiving part. So I want to share, there's this book. I didn't write it. I wish I had, but it really resonates. And the reason I recommend this book, because Amanda Owen, she's not just a book writer. This girl researched this stuff a long time before anybody really spiritually was open to the concept of receiving, right? So she was doing research on this back when everybody thought basically if you received, you were a jerk. So she's the author of The Power of Receiving, and I'm going to read these. These are specifically from her book, page 25 and 26. Here's some symptoms. Are you ready? If you recognize one of these symptoms, put a little heart, tap the hearts or tap the thumbs up, okay? Emotionally, you feel unappreciated. You might be a non-receiver if emotionally you feel unappreciated. Physically, you feel exhausted. Mentally, you feel resentful. And spiritually, you feel deleted. And statements you might be catching yourself saying, and I'll tell you the two that are my biggies. The statements that you might be saying if you are a non-receiver are, people take advantage of me. I don't get what I want. My version of that is, no one ever gives to me, which is so not true. Hello, I'm wearing a shirt that was a gift. I received it with grace and love. I feel taken for granted. I'm always there for others and no one's ever there for me. I can't count on anyone. Okay, and here's the two. I don't really want you to know about me, but I'm going to tell you. The only way something gets done is if I do it. I'm the only one who can do it right. And I'm working right now so diligently, and my team, Marie and Elise, are awesome in working with me, because a lot of times I'll give them a task and then I'll just do it. It's so bad. And it's not because they can't. It's because I'm not it's not because I don't have faith in them. It's because I'm not allowing myself to receive the support. And then here's the other one. I know what's good for other people, but I don't know what I want. So a lot of times I can work with a client and have a coach and be their coach. And I can see what they want, and I can see the path and the strategy for what they want. I know what's good for them. But when I turn the mirror back on my own life it's hazy all of a sudden. I don't really know what I want. Right? And so these are just some of the symptoms by Amanda Owen, the author of the book called The Power of Receiving. Now, I have a link to all this stuff. I have all these details in the show notes, right? Okay. So these are not just receiving issues, you guys. This is one I want you to hold on to your panties because it's going to piss you off. I'm going to tell you a hard truth. You're probably not going to want to hear it. Okay. Just settle into your chair. You guys, these are control issues. These are tight ass control issues, and very little good can flow when your ass is clenched and your heart is closed. I remember once hearing somebody say, everybody has control issues. And of course, my internal response was, I don't have control issues. I'm so easygoing. No, 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 loves. I know you don't want to hear it. I know it doesn't feel good at first, but it feels good when you own it, that everybody has control issues. And if you are a non-receiver, you have major control issues. They're just so subtle. You don't feel them. You don't think you feel them, okay? And so that's what we're going to do a lot of this on Better Life and Better Work, is that when you own your shit, your life gets better. Instead of avoiding your shit, when you own your shit. So every once in a while, you're going to get a zinger of shit thrown in your face so that you can own it. You have control issues. I have control issues. Okay, so number two. This is really what this is about, you guys. Someone just said, Chiquisa just said, oh my God, you mean I'm my mom. Oh, good recognition, darling. Good recognition. Yes. You guys, that's what's so funny, right? We can spot it in others, but when we can spot it, that means we got it, right? And hopefully, my average age audience is 44-year-old women. Yes, we have become our mothers. I'm just letting you. Own your shit. Okay, so number two. Point number two on this one is, let me take a sip of water and just slow down. The truth is, receiving is an open heart issue. Open, this, it, Miriam, you just said it. It's not a person-to-person basis, it's overall. And overall, receiving is an open heart issue. I have learned so much about an open heart. I am on the fourth year. So 3 years ago, you have your word of the year, your theme for the year. And 3 years ago, I heard so deeply, your theme is open heart. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm the sweetest, nicest girl in the world. And Spirit was like, just trust me, your theme is open heart. And so I used to wear this jade bracelet, which is the heart chakra. And the jade bracelet was to remind me that the feeling I wanted to go through and learn about and think about, the theme I wanted, was open heart. Well, then when the next year came around and I was so excited to get a new word, Spirit said, your word is open heart. Again, open heart, open heart. So I wore the bracelet for another year, and then that bracelet broke. And then the third year, my girlfriend gave me a red bracelet. She was so sweet to me. I took it off her hand and put it in a box and gave it to me just so that I would have, was talking about this open heart stuff. And here we are. This is the 4th January. And sure enough, I hear again, Allison, open heart. It's not going away. It's never going away. Open heart. So listen, here's how I know that receiving is an open heart issue, and that we think we have an open heart because we're loving and kind and benevolent, and all of you are, I am too. But the reality is, we have control issues. This is really gonna trigger or feel true or piss you off. It's gonna feel uncomfortable. You're gonna get a pit in your stomach about this, givers. All of us. When you give, it's possible to feel in control and in charge. It gives you the sense of feeling safe and control. When you are the giver, you're in control of the relationship. When you're a giver, you're getting to be the leader. Trust me, I know. I love to give and lead. I do not like to follow. I don't like to let go. I don't like to open my heart. I don't like to surrender. It's scary. It feels vulnerable. When we're in the receiver, by Emma, when we receive subconsciously, I'm not saying this all goes through the front of your mind like a ticker tape. I'm just saying it's in there. But when we receive, we subconsciously feel less in control. We feel vulnerable. It feels scary because if we receive, then someone could betray us, hurt us. We're not in control. But the reality is, y'all know we're not in control. Someone you love can get hit by a bus right now. And whether you're a giver or a receiver, that shit happens, okay? So circumstances of life drop in on us. The only thing I want you to think about controlling is your thinking. There, that's a good quote. The only thing I want you to think about controlling is your thinking. The rest is open up. So we're often blocking out being wounded by others, or here's the other one, we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. I love it. My name is Shakisha, and I'm a tight ass with control issues, and I choose to own my shit and lean towards love and let go. Yes! Diane says, this will help with my relationship with my son. Ding, ding, ding. Give the woman a prize. Because, Diane, this is so true. And anybody else, this is not just about money, you guys, right? It's not. All of us want money, so it's an easy lure. Ha ha, sucker, you put money on a hook. And really what we're talking about is being receptive and an open heart. But we're either blocking out, we're protecting ourselves from others, or we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. And I remember working with a coach, Jenny Shee, in 2013, and I had a big aha with her that I didn't trust myself to earn millions of dollars. I didn't trust myself that if I earned that money, I would do well with it. So I didn't receive. I blocked the flow of money until I said, you know what? I can trust myself to earn millions of dollars. We close off receiving when we don't. Here's another one, you guys. This one has been the theme of the last 18 months for me. If you are closing off your receiving, you are closing down, your heart is closed. Let's just be clear. Your heart is closed. You are not able to receive when you don't allow yourself to feel your feelings. If you are blocking or buffering, or getting comfort to avoid feeling uncomfortable feelings, or joy, and joy can be one of the most uncomfortable feelings. But when you don't allow yourself to feel your feelings by buffering and blocking, you're not receiving. Someone just asked, Sunny asked, is worry that something will go wrong also a control issue? Yes, sweetie, it is. I'm sorry, but it is. Good recognition. This is what I love. Congratulations on recognizing, right? Any kind of worry is a control issue, you guys. Any kind of worry. And there takes one to know one. Okay, here's another one. When we don't want to look bad or wrong, when we're trying to control the way others approve of us, control issue, heart closed. When we don't want to disappoint people, control issue, receptors closed. We withhold letting people know how we feel. When we don't let people know how we feel, either positive or negative, control issue. Now all of this comes with, we've got to put the layer on wisdom, okay? So I'm not just talking about being open without any filters or out discernment or wisdom, but there's a difference between open and you are gripping, you know, in your being that you are gripping this shit. And then the other one is wanting to avoid conflict. Control issues. Okay, I say the control issues and I laugh because I'm having fun, but the reality is, and the part where I want you just to be really gentle and loving with yourself is that, oh, my heart really is closed. That muscle gets really tight. And you guys, I'm not just talking emotionally. Your heart muscle gets really tight and your blood vessels, that's called stress, okay? And we can have external stress. We can have external stress that's caused by, you know, moving, dying, someone dying. I guess if you die, you're not feeling any more stress. Moving, someone you love dying, getting a new job, losing a job, having a sick kid. You know, there's all kinds of life circumstances that cause stress, but we also create a lot of stress in ourselves intrinsically with thinking. So when we are in this space of trying to control all this stuff, we have closed off our heart to receiving. You have to remember at the very fundamental core level, Lovey, that you are enough, that you are worthy, that you are infinite love and lovable, and that you are resilient and safe existing in this world. This goes back to mindset, again, show number one, okay? So being open, this Miriam, this kind of approaches your question. Being open doesn't mean that you're a doormat, okay, you guys? But there's a difference between doormat and the door is closed. Okay? It's okay to put a screen up. It's okay to have boundaries. We use good judgment with both giving and receiving. And just like our giving, we don't give to everybody. Y'all probably choicefully give who you want to give to, where you want to give. You don't send gifts to everybody. You send gifts to those you want to send gifts to. You don't stand out in your front yard and just start cash, baby, cash, right? You choose the organizations or the funds that you want to give to. So you give with discernment. But the problem is we're not giving ourselves permission to receive, much less receive with discernment. See, that's the thing. It's interesting. Our brain tricks us thinking that receive means I'm so open, I'm going to get screwed. If I open up, I'm vulnerable and woundable, and the world can take me out. But that's not how it is. You can open up with discernment, okay? You can open up with discernment. So just my little personal story on this, you guys. For years, I thought I was the most open-hearted woman. If you had asked me, are you open-hearted? I would have said, yes, Allison. I was a giver. See, angels. I was a giver just like I was taught to be, and I really saw myself as soft and loving. But what I really was, when I opened up my heart and actually looked at it, because you have to open it to see it, to see the truth. You have to be honest to see the truth. But when I looked at it, I realized I was really afraid and closed and addicted to people pleasing and shopping so that I wouldn't feel uncomfortable emotions. I was depressing. So many of you know that I struggled with depression, and it's taken me 44 effing years to realize, oh, it's because I'm depressing those emotions down. I'm not feeling them. Duh. Oh, goodness, crow crow. But I was keeping, my heart was a one-way heart. So I was giving out, but I couldn't let anything come back in. And you know what that's called? It's called a vacuum, and it sucks the life out of you. When it only sucks one way, that's a vacuum. A one-way portal is a vacuum. You don't want your life to be a vacuum, because you want it to be continually flowing in and out. You want to be in the flow, giving and receiving, giving and receiving. My heart was a one-way heart. I was protecting myself from being wounded, and I didn't trust myself. But here's the problem. The cost of that is that I was keeping all kinds of abundance and prosperity and love and energy and time out of my life. So if you are feeling a lack of love, a lack of money, a lack of prosperity, a lack of opportunity, a lack of energy, a lack of time, there's a couple other areas. I used to teach a whole prosperity class in a year on all the different ways that prosperity and abundance show up. But if you're lacking any of those, it's not the other's fault that it hasn't come to you. It's that we are probably blocking it out. You can feel, you guys. Yes, Colleen says, it's exhausting. Your body knows. So just take a breath for a moment. Take a breath.
Sucks, hashtag sucks one way.
I love Mike Schlegel, Muddy Schlegel from Whiteboard Academy, you guys. Hire Muddy to draw for your events. Pay him big bucks to pay for your events. So being open to receive. Take a breath. Okay. So here comes the part that's uncomfortable for me. Actually, I don't even have this in the show notes, and I have in my show notes, those of you that get them and will see them, that I put some indicators for myself. And we're gonna close out in peaceful, but I'm gonna do two things right now. One of them is I'm gonna take some of your questions. And there's probably a whole nother episode on asking. But one of the things that I'm doing to be brave in receiving, and actually it was Emma who gave me this shirt, who's not here, is Emma is the one who gave me this idea indirectly. I have no problem charging, as many of you know, a shit ton for people to work with me privately and in small groups. I love charging, delivering, and earning, which is different from receiving for me right now. Receiving, when I charge and enroll a client, I'm in control of that, right? But to really be vulnerable and receive. And so one day I'm doing my thing, and I get this text message from this girl I've never met in person, but she met me on Periscope and has followed me. And she went out of her way to come over to Facebook, because she doesn't really do Facebook, to find me on Periscope and then Instagram. And she said, "What's your PayPal address?" I was like, "Why?" "It's because I got something for you." And so she wanted my PayPal address. I sent her my PayPal address. And I can't remember the amount right now. It's like 15 or 20 or maybe even 30 bucks. And she said, and so she put it in the PayPal, and she said, "I have a coach, but I want you to know I get value from you and just wanted to give something back to say thank you." And you guys, it felt so sweet and so good, because I love to give. I love to give for free. And it was, I had never officially sat out a tip jar. I never asked for that, because I would never ask. I'm too prideful. My heart is too closed. And so I'm stretching my heart muscle. And even as I talk about this, right, I like feel all the, not me, I'm just fine. But on allisoncrow.com/better, there's a tip jar. If you want to give it to me, I want to learn how to receive. And I'm not asking for your money, but I am willing to step out there that if you want to contribute and support me and support the show or say thank you, there is no obligation ever. But if you want to, I'm opening up another layer of my heart that, frankly, my inner critic says, "You shouldn't do that. That's so greedy, blah, 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 whatever." But same thing with the shirt. Emma gave me the shirt, and then another time $10 came through. And the other day, Shanti sent me 30 bucks, and she was like, "I just love the work that you do. Thank you." And it was so fun, because not only does it feel good for me to receive, they had so much fun giving to me. And then all of a sudden, there's balance, and there's an energetic exchange that feels good between both of us, right? It feels good between both of us. And so I put up a tip jar, you guys. Okay, so I know, it's crazy. Tip jar, there's no obligation, but I decided, so here's how I work through things that stress me out. Cause like right now I'm feeling anxious. I just noted my armpits started sweating. This is not an invitation to buy something, but I am stepping out saying I'm willing to learn how to receive, and money is very clear, and it does. It makes me sweat. It makes me uncomfortable. But I've decided that one of the ways that I work through really stressful things is not in my brain to say this is so stressful, but to say how much fun can I have? So I spent a little bit of time making a cute little tip jar, a little virtual tip jar, and how much fun can I have, right? How much fun can I have with that? And so that's the way I'm going to go forward with it. I'm going to take some of your questions, and then I'm going to give you number three. And number three is going to be a very peaceful... I'm checking in with myself. That's the pause. I'm actually going to give number three right now, and then I'll answer questions. I'm going to give number three right now. And almost as if this is a meditation, because that's the way I first heard it. So I'm pulling into another resource and another one of my influences or teachers. But the point of number three is to balance giving and receiving energies. And this is what I've learned from Deepak Chopra about the laws of giving and receiving and keeping the abundance flowing. And so this is where it works, is that when we open our heart, the energy can flow. It's already flowing out, right? But we've got to allow it to come back in to replenish. So we want to keep the law of giving and receiving, not just the law of giving and not just the law of receiving, but the law of giving and receiving. It keeps the universe flowing. So I first heard this in the audiobook, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. I listened to that book. I've got to put it back in my rotation. It's one of my favorite ways to brainwash myself, audiobook. You can find, this is in one of the chapters. And then there's also a blog on the Chopra Center blog that I got the exact words from. But these are the exact words he uses in the book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And you have to imagine his like in soothing, deep, meditative voice. So how do we actually put the law of giving and receiving into effect? This is your how-to. Remember, I told you all that I wouldn't just teach that you get theory. I'm going to get you the how-to. These are directly quoted from Deepak Chopra. Okay, let's just give the dude credit. Buy his book. Number one, you're going to get the Alison Krauss voice. It's so tempting for me to do a Deepak mock, but it would be a mockery, not an honor. Wherever I go and whomever I encounter, I will bring them a gift. The gift may be a compliment, a flower, or a prayer. Today, I will give something to everyone I come in contact with, and so I will begin the process of circulating joy, wealth, and affluence in my life and in the life of others. Number two, today, I will gratefully receive all the gifts that life has to offer me. I will receive the gifts of nature, sunlight, the sounds of birds singing, spring showers, or the first snow of winter. I will be also open to receiving from others, whether it be in the form of a material gift, money, a compliment, or a prayer. And number three, I will make a commitment to keep wealth circulating in my life by giving and receiving life's most precious gifts, the gifts of caring, affection, appreciation, and love. Each time I meet somebody, I will silently wish them happiness, joy, and laughter. I love this idea to create a commitment to keep my heart open, which is the same thing as allowing life and wealth to circulate abundantly. So here's my reflection questions for you. Here's my reflection questions. And then I'm going to take your questions. So you can start typing your question. Well, no, don't start typing your questions yet. Really sink into this. In what ways can you own that you are being closed off or controlling? In what ways can you own that you're being closed off or controlling, that you're a non-receiver? Number two, in what ways can you practice receiving with a simple thank you or yes? Number three, what thoughts do you need to believe to soften into receiving and being open? And I'm very specifically worded that. I don't want you to shame yourself into receiving. That's not going to do any good. But in what thoughts could you believe that you to soften into receiving, to lovingly and curiously open into receiving and being open? What do you need to remember about who you really are? And then the fourth one is, with the help of your higher power, I encourage you to ask for help, opening your heart, trusting yourself, and trusting divine love to help you learn to be open to receive. Receive more than you give. And think about, let your body give you messages about what is possible when we open up to that circulation of giving and receiving. Thank you for coming today. I want to encourage you to join the AllisonCrow.com/better to join the Be Better tribe. Be better. And really, that just puts you on this very special, unique list. It's different from all my other emails, where you will get the weekly show notes. And in the show notes, I have other resources for you. I have links to things I talk about. And I have the notes written out, you guys. And the reason I ask you to take notes for yourself is because it actually uses more of your senses than to just listen or read. When you take your hand and you put it in a little pen and you write, it gets into your brain better. And I really do want you to have a better life. So but you've got to own some of this. So number one, I want you to join the Be Better tribe. Number two, I want to invite you to come to Camp Star Heart. Come experience some of this goodness live in Austin, Texas, April 19th through 22nd. The website information is campstarheart.com, www.campstarheart.com. That link is in the notes. And then now I want to tap in and check in some of your questions. Any questions that you guys have? Any thoughts? So let me read back up and see if there's anything there. Get my little notes. Thank you so much for being here, for planning your time and your day. And for those of you, I saw like 10 people shared this. I love shares. I do have an intention to grow my audience so that more people can have a better life and better work through some of these things. Let go of the negative mental tape that's fearful and full of anxiety. Yes, Colleen. Miriam, thank you. Bravo. She says, stunning. Thank you. That feels really good. Lessons in receiving. Much love. Problems rebooting. Beware the vacuum. Sucks one way. Right? We don't want to get stuck in a vacuum. Oh, you guys, I'm seriously reception sick. My heart is closed. This is what's so beautiful. Once you recognize that your heart is closed or that you've been a one-way vacuum, in an instant, with one breath, and you know, the breath is such a good example for this, because one breath is not just the in, it's the out and the in. In and out, in and out. One cycle of breath. So our job is to be like breath, both the in and the out. I'm almost done.
Just looking.
Hubby's looking. Crazy good content. Miriam, thank you. I don't trust myself and I didn't know it until this moment. Congratulations, Shakisa. You are on fire this week with your learning and your owning. It will only make your life better. I promise. This is not stuff I just teach because it sounds good. There was a point when all the things I was learning and reading sounded really good. And as I started coaching 12 years ago, I was thinking, God, this really sounds good. I hope it's true. At this point, I can honestly say that these thoughts and principles put into action and practice have made my life 100 times better. My bank account, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars richer. The people in my life, the relationships, exponentially better. That's why better is such a big word for me. Be better, be better.
The only thing I want you to think you can control is your thinking, because that's all we have choice about, is what we think. I don't want you to try to control your feelings. I want you to feel your feelings, but I do want you to choose different. Be deliberate, like the t-shirt says. Okay, let me see if there's any other questions. If not, thank you, Camp Starheart. Woohoo! Yes, Muddy's coming to draw for us. Can't wait. Katie McLean, my hubby, finger puppet. My hubby is so sweet. I'm going to receive. He has helped me take care of the dogs during this show, and he is cooking me dinner right now, like lunch, like a really nice lunch. I think we're having stuffed sole and potatoes. How nice. So thank y'all so much. I love you. I'll see you next week. I don't know what the topic is next week. In 2 weeks, it's going to be so fun. It's going to be crazy. In 2 weeks, it's going to be off the hook, because my friend for the last 25 years, John Davis, is going to be in town at my house in my studio. And so you're going to see some of our crazy back and forth wild banter. You're going to get to hear his story. At least once a month, I'm going to have another guest on the show. They won't always be live in my house, but at least once a month, I'll have another guest. In February, my guest is going to be Kay Blonde. And Kay Blonde and I hired each other to coach each other this year. And Kay Blonde has been a client and a colleague of mine for a long time. But I knew that when I wanted to very specifically work on my, I have two very high focus things that I wanted to work on. I knew that I wanted Kay Blonde to work with me, and I've only had 2 or 3 calls with her, and already my life is changing. And so I'm going to share Kay Blonde with you guys, because she's amazing. Let me think, is there anything else to tell you guys? I always have so much. Oh, Muddy shared his visual notes, you guys. Hey, team, Muddy, do we have permission to share the link to the visual notes in the show notes? Because we can drop that in too, right, Maria and Elise, in the show notes. My hubby does love me so well, Miriam, and I had to open up to that love. I resisted it for a long time, and I closed off my heart, even to him. I liked him, but I didn't really let him love me. It took my soul dog dying for me to open my heart and melt. I had to feel extreme pain to let him hold me, and it feels really good now. That was 5 years ago. It took me 5 years to open up my damn heart. All right, you guys. Muddy, thank you so much. And y'all hire Muddy. If you have something going on, hire him. He's so good. Elise, thank you. I love you guys. I'm going to sign out. I'll see you next week. And pretty soon we'll know what the topic is. Spirit delivers in perfect timing. So pretty soon we'll know, but you can go ahead and put it on your calendar. You can go ahead and remind yourself to be here 11 o'clock Central to 12 o'clock Central on Fridays, the Better Life, Better Work show with moi as your host. Love you guys. Thank you. Mwah.
Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.alisoncrow.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.alisoncrow.com/better.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better. Better is better.